Am I being chicken by saying I'm not going to say I want a boyfriend by the end of 2023, but I actually would want a boyfriend by the end of 2023?
I don't think you're chicken at all. I think it just will unfold naturally.
Welcome to the Wild Hearted podcast. The Wild Hearted is a safe and inclusive space of guidance and resources for mental health, sex positivity, self-love, authenticity, and confidence. Follow us on this podcast as we learn from sharing our own experiences through wildly honest conversations. I'm Shanine, a psychology student, creative, and woman seeking out her authentic self in life and in relationships.
I'm Katarina, a self-love tantrika and dharma coach with a passion for traveling. My purpose is to be a source of support and guidance for anyone who strives to build an intimate, kind, and loving relationship with themselves. My training includes tantra, life coaching, yoga, reiki, and I'm currently obtaining my master's in psychology.
Happy 2023!
Happy! I don't know where this came from, but it's we got to make sure it's going to be a marvelous, magnificent, adventure-filled, joyous 2023 with a lot of growth, self-development, self-care, and self-love.
With the Wild-Hearted, we're going to make sure we achieve all of those goals for the new year. This is our first official recording of 2023. And my first official work day. It's really exciting to be back at it and to see your face again and to be recording with you.
It's good to be back. I'm happy to be back. I'm happy to be on air again, I guess. So on camera. Hi, YouTube.
I know. So this year we're going to be doing video versions of our podcast as well, which is super exciting. So we have a brand new year, a brand new list of goals, a whole bunch of things we've been thinking about for, well, I think everyone's been thinking about, you know, what's going to happen for the new year? What do we want to do? What do we want to prioritize? I know that I've been really considering making some shifts. I think last year was great. I had a really productive year in terms of my growth and moving in the direction that I want to with my career. And I'm not going to say at all that I don't see it as a success, but I feel like 2023 for me is a year that I want to like really fucking push. Like I want to be all in and guns blazing and full steam ahead and all of the things. And I think I do say that every single year. And then eventually I'm like, okay, let's just be gentle on ourselves. But what would be really nice to do is, seeing as we're recording this and holding ourselves accountable, we can decide what we want, what's priority for us for the new year, and figure out together how we're going to maintain the stamina and the vision and how we're going to manifest it, so that by the end of the year, we're like fucking proud that we made it happen. What do you think?
Sounds good. I personally, I'm not one for New Year's resolution per se, I must say. I'm not a big fan. Well, it just doesn't work for me. Maybe it works for some people. I'm yet to meet those people. I'm not a big fan of from the 1st of Jan. I don't know. I stopped smoking. I stopped drinking. I stopped masturbating. I work out every single day, or I meditate every day 40 minutes, because I feel like often we actually set ourselves up for failure because we're putting too much pressure on ourselves too early in the year, straight after New Year's as well. And it's like, it has to be on that day. Otherwise, if we fail, then we failed. So we may as well start next year, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm a big believer when we want to change and set our intentions, it can be literally at any given time of the year, even in the day. You know, like I can have a crappy day and at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I can say, you know what, I'm going to reset today and I'm going to start new.
Yeah.
Hi. Good morning, you know?
Yes. Fresh start right now.
Exactly. So that said, last year, instead of setting a New Year's resolution, I set a life's intention. I make the rest of my life the best of my life.
I
was really, really, really successful with this last year. Like 2022 was Jesus, like I'm still processing how incredible, yeah, amazing it was. And the people I met, the experiences I got to have, the adventures I got to go on, you know, the moments I got to collect. It was insane, insane, insane. And throughout the whole year, like I said, 2022 is about me and it's personal. And throughout the year, I would also figure out more and more where I wanted my personal life to be, you know. So I started 2022 with being, okay, I'm just going to travel and I'm just going to do me. And then throughout the year, I started to realize, okay, I'm ready for like opening up for a relationship and all of that. So I started my list, which we've talked about before, what I'm looking for into a partner. And I started manifesting relationships, and I started with manifesting how and where I want to live. Now I'm here, and like by end of 2022, all of this like kind of happened, and I'm like, wait, 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 what? So manifesting works, guys.
Did I do that? Yeah. Okay, so you're the exact person that we need to speak to about how to make this year by the end of it look exactly how we want.
So 2022 was personal, and I meant, as I said, instead of like being in the beginning of the year, this is everything I had to be. Like I had a certain intention and then I just surrendered to the process. And I think that's what I kept on doing throughout the year. And through that, instead of having all my goals set in the beginning of the year, I had one goal and then I built onto them throughout the year, and they shifted and changed as I shifted and changed and as I kept learning more about myself and about the, you know, my life journey I'm on. And where this path is taking me. So again, I'm not doing New Year's resolution. I'm doing intention though. 2022 was personal. 2023, I mean business. 2023 is business. Business as in the wild-hearted. And us and my mental wellness coaching and self-love tantric business. Our podcast, blog post, workshops, retreats, everything. 2023 is business, but 2023 is also business on a personal level because I manifested the relationship. So now I'm also transforming. I'm very good in being single and being on my own. Now I'm in business about being good in a relationship and making this relationship work, you know. So the intentions, how to show up and how to live life, adjusting to being a part of a two.
Putting in the work as a partner.
Exactly, exactly. So putting in the work into my professional life and putting the work as a partner.
So basically, instead of doing resolutions that's like, I will go to gym 3 times a week and I will go to yoga every morning and I will eat a breakfast that's like nutritious and healthy. You create an overarching theme of like, this year, this is the focus. The focus is on your career and bettering your relationship. And then the nitty gritty of how that looks, you kind of keep that flexible so that you can adjust it as life happens.
Exactly. So I'm quite clear on my intentions, on what I want, but I'm surrendering to the process. And I'm also surrendering to what the what the outcome will actually look like. So instead of this is what I want it to be or what it has to be, it's going to be what it needs to be and what I need it to be.
So let's do this. I have an intention for my 2023, but I am not entirely sure how I'm going to manifest this for myself or what it is that I need to be like feeling or thinking or doing in order to get to that point. So maybe you can help me figure out how you did it and then I can apply it to my goal. Obviously, for those who are listening, who have followed us through last year's episodes, will know that my experiences last year in the sexual and romantic scene were very liberal and casual and free and non-attached. And that was very much something that I wouldn't say was intentional, but I would say that I was not ready for a relationship. So they worked in my favor in that way because had somebody tried to commit to me, I wouldn't have wanted that. And I would have pushed it away. But reflecting on the year and how much I've grown and how much I've experienced in all of those things, I've decided that I am more ready to be open to a relationship. So in 2023, maybe I should say I want a partner by the end of 23 and just make it like committed. But what I'm trying to say is I want to be open to the idea of a real connection with someone that is vulnerable and is intimate. And yeah, that looks like a relationship. I don't know how to do that. I don't know where to start, but that is the intention for me. What I think would be the starting point is actually getting my ass out there and A, meeting people, B, not meeting people where I can immediately tell that the vibe is like just casual or hookup or whatever. So recently I've been like scrolling on the dating apps, and anybody that just looks really good looking and fun, but has not looking for anything serious, I'm like, no, okay, that's not what I want. Let me remember what the focus is. The focus is to find people who are also open and looking for a genuine intimate connection. So I'm like filtering out all of the past behavior to direct myself more towards a relationship. But I don't know what else to do. To be honest, should I just sit and wait and just feel like mentally I'm open? Just tell the universe that.
Yeah, kind of, to be honest. I mean, filtering out your old behavior that led you to be the ultimate female version of a fuckboy.
Look, I'm very honest about what I want out of these things. I'm not leading anybody.
No, I know. But you know what I mean, you know. Listen, you had a lot of fun. You created a lot of content. I loved your stories. I'm going to miss the stories, you know.
I'm not saying there won't be stories. There'll just be more intentional connections.
But what I mean, like filtering out, you know, where you already know this is just going to be a sexual encounter and fun rather than, okay, this person is also looking for something more serious. So there is the potential there. I think that is a great, great first step, you know, and I think it's very important because you can't go for the same pattern and do the same thing and expect a different outcome. So you have a different outcome. You do need to adjust in this case, for example, your matching pattern, who you match with on the dating apps.
Yeah. So I've realized my ability to get out there is not the problem. It's not that I'm not meeting people. I am. I'm just not meeting the kind of people who I know would be more open to this kind of thing. And like when I do meet those people in 2022, I would have shied away from it because I knew that I wasn't ready and I felt that I wasn't ready. Mm. So the adjustment is to be more intentional about who I'm choosing to meet and connect with and let them know from the beginning as well that like, this is something that is important to me. And not just get carried away by like the flirting. Somebody mentioned the other day, one of our first episodes about how I start sexting immediately and you take it slow and get to know them. And then only once there's like a genuine trust there, you kind of get a little bit kinkier with the conversation. So that has also been something that I've consciously made myself aware of in my behavior patterns. And I'm going to hold back on immediately making it sexual. Because maybe that's a bit of a deflection. You know, maybe that's me self-sabotaging slightly because I know that I'm more comfortable in a sexual scenario than I am in a vulnerable, intimate scenario emotionally.
So I read something the other day and I actually wanted to bring it up with you in a more private space than this one, but fuck it.
There is no private space for us anymore.
I read something the other day where it said something along the line that over-sexualizing and like, you know, jumping straight to sexualizing thing or to being like this very open, kinky person is can be very much a trauma response. Because it does to be...
Okay.
Listen, I'm talking as much to you here as I'm talking to myself, you know, because it does deviate of building intimacy on a different level. If you only focus on intimacy on that level, it does deviate from building intimacy of a spiritual level, intimacy on a communicational level, making yourself vulnerable, you know, because you're only focusing on that one part and deviate from everything else.
Yeah. I know that it's easier for me to be accepted as a sexual object than it is for me to be accepted as an actual human with feelings and weaknesses and all sorts of things. So it's a masking kind of behavior. You know, if I just show you that side of me, then I don't have to show you all of the rest. So my intention, so basically coming with me wanting a more intimate and romantic relationship in 2023 means addressing the fact that I do over-sexualize myself as a defense mechanism or as a trauma response. That will then become probably part of the groundwork of what I need to do to reach that goal or intention.
Absolutely. 100%, because it's obviously a pattern and a coping mechanism that needs to be adjusted, if not completely broken.
Yeah. But I suppose acknowledging it would be the one, and then actually getting to a point of how I'm going to overcome it is more of a practice than anything that I can sit down and figure out right now. It will be a process of just being conscious of it and going through the year. Every time I notice myself in that behavior, pause and rethink and go, okay, is this still what we want for the year? Like, I thought we were deciding to be a little bit more serious about dating. Let's not resort to making everything a sexual joke.
Yes.
So that's not obviously something I can write on my list of 2023 New Year's resolutions, but no, I like it. I think it's nice to have that as like a soft guideline.
I think that's more like a life resolution than a New Year's resolution, you know, changing a trauma response and a neural pathways that's programmed from toxicity in the past or bad relationships in the past, changing that to a more positive narrative. It's more of a life resolution than a New Year's resolution.
Yeah. I like actually that way of looking at it, because obviously each New Year is one piece of the rest of your life, you know?
So exactly.
Having a priority for this year is essentially just a building block to the next thing that I will be adding onto it in terms of my journey to self-awareness and improvement and development. So it's quite nice to look at it that way. So it's like at the end of this year, it's not like I have to forget about it. I'm using everything that I will learn to follow through on 2024's new objective.
Exactly. Or to follow like the different paths it took you, you know, each choice we make brings us into each situation, you know, and it's like, it's just another chapter in the book of life of Shanine.
Yeah.
It's chapter number 2023, another 365 pages.
Yes. Like your journey last year was, you know, you prioritized yourself and you worked really on developing who you are and feeling brave and confident to go and explore on your own internally and externally in the world. And that, in a way, focusing on that as your primary goal led to you meeting your secondary goal of finding a partner and finding like that connection. Because had you not done the first step, the second step would have been very far removed. A, because you probably wouldn't have traveled to the space, and B, because you wouldn't, I mean, I may be wrong, but you wouldn't have been emotionally available enough or aware enough.
100% right. I would not have, if I would have met my partner, my boyfriend, even like 6 months before, I would not have been ready. Like I really wouldn't. I would have not known what I want, where I'm standing. I would have not been strong enough in myself. I wouldn't have trusted it, you know. There was so much self-development that needed to happen first. I needed to work on being the best version of myself and being able to come back to that at any given time, because I mean, we're all human, you know. It's like a self-development salsa dance. You take a step forwards, backwards, yeah, forwards, backwards.
Like, yeah,
you know you've been there, you've experienced it, and you can always fall back onto that version, and you know you have broken that version of yourself free, and you know she's there, and you know she's strong, and you know she's in you, right? So, and I needed to do all of that first to now be able to work on showing up as the best partner I can. Because if I can't show up for myself as my best version, how would I ever be able to show up for a partner as the best version in the relationship? So that's why I'm saying last year was all about the self, and this year it's all about the community and the collective. Also in our work partnership, as well as in my romantic partnership, you know, this time it's more about connections and working with other people.
Yes, that's true. I really like what you said now about, you know, that she's there, and you know that you've seen this part of yourself, and you've acknowledged that it does exist, and you have achieved that level of, you know, finding out who you are in that way. And I think what's really nice to do, and I actually haven't really like paid attention to it very much, but before I start thinking about everything that I want to do in 2023, it's actually quite a nice idea to look back on 2022, or just the development in general, whether it be a year or 2 or 5 years worth of progress, and actually acknowledge like, okay, you know, you think that your new goals are daunting, but look at how far you've actually come, and like take stock of everything that you have achieved, because sometimes you're so busy just kind of going through it that you don't stop and realize like you've traveled majorly as a person from, like, for me personally, where I was at the beginning of 2022, I was really happy with, and I'm now looking at myself with even more that I can be proud of with who I am. So it's quite nice to be like, okay, let me acknowledge that there has been shifts and there has been progress, and I'm actually very capable of moving forward to where I want to be. So why can't I achieve these next goals? What's stopping me? Look how far I've come. I love that you said that, you know, you are very capable and you've seen that happen.
Taking stock of your growth from the last chapter of chapter 2022 is a very powerful one. On New Year's Eve, this past New Year's Eve, like, it was like a whole group of us and close friends from here. And I went to each and every single one and asked them, what was your biggest lesson for 2022?
Yeah.
And a lot of them looked at me and they were like, this is such a great question, because we only focus, as you just said, these are my goals for 2023, but we never look at, what have I actually learned? What have I achieved? And can take that then with me into the new year. So, and I got beautiful answers. Like, one friend of mine, she said, she realizes we always think there's time, but we might not have time, you know, like, so if you want to do something, just do it, because, you know, time is very precious, and it's the one commodity we never really get back. No, not really. We never, ever get back.
We never.
And we don't know how much time we have. We really don't.
There's a Greek, I think it's, my brother was actually telling me about this the other day. There's like this Greek saying, or ancient Greek saying, that's like, don't forget to live. It's later than you think. And I thought, like, it's so true, because you, like you said, like, you feel, oh, I've got time. I can chill today and relax and push it off and push it off. But life is moving on. Like, you need to be not just trying to focus on running after goals, but just like enjoying it and being present in it.
That's exactly what I mean. We're so busy making a living that we forget making a life, or what's the thing? Something like that.
Yeah.
And we're so busy chasing after, I don't know, what it means to be successful, or where you should be at a certain age in your life, or we get so busy in our day to day that it's like, or like someone wants to start meditating and then gets busy with the kid and whatever, and the husband and the business, and then it's like, oh, I'll start tomorrow, or I want to go surfing, and then I get my period and like I have cramps and this, I'll do it tomorrow. And like, there's always an excuse.
Like, a lot of people worry like, oh, you know, I really want to start playing guitar, but I know that I'm not going to be good at it for such a long time, and I'm embarrassed and like, oh, it's going to suck.
Just start. Yeah. Just whatever it is, just start and just do it. And just remember, you have this one experience you are in right now, make it a fun one, make it a good one, make it a purposeful one. Important for me personally, you know, make it something. If you would die tomorrow, you could turn around and be like, cool, I might be a bit too young for this, but I made the best out of the time I had. Okay.
I think one of the most interesting things is that when you are considering like the end of your life, or the fact that eventually, like, you know, everything has to end, I don't think that your priorities are how much you achieved financially and the promotions that you got and the kind of cars that you drove. I think the memories that are more important are like the connections and like those really innocent and almost like uneventful things. It'll be like, oh, I remember, like for me, if I have to think about what's so important to me, it's like I went for a walk with my family the one day and I picked up a like fucking cute little, the most perfect acorn I've ever seen. And like, this is like a core memory that sticks out for me. And I think for a lot of people, those are the things that you hold on to. And it's nice to be present because then you're more aware of those things happening. You're more aware of the fact that there is joy happening in all the small little events in your day.
It is the small moments that accumulate to the big life.
Yeah, like my life feels incredibly full because I pay attention to all of the small things that I do that other people will be like, well, you know, what can you tick off of your giant list? Like, really not much, but I can tell you that every day was very exciting.
Yeah, and I'm happy. I'm generally like, I mean, obviously I have days where I cry and whatever, but we always say like that, like we always try to justify it. But to be honest, I'm generally happy. I really am.
Yeah. Yeah, like I know life is stressful and I know there are difficulties and like there's a lot of shit to deal with. But at the end of the day, I kind of know that I'll get through it somehow. I have this belief that it will work out. And I'm really grateful for the things that I do have that make it easier.
And also usually, even if it doesn't work out, it works out. In my experience, again, like that's when I said the power of surrendering, be clear about your intentions, but surrender to what the outcome will look like. Once you master that fine line, everything somehow always magically works out, even though like it's not what we pictured. Yeah.
I'm listening to this audiobook at the moment about self-discipline. This is something that I also want to work on for 2023. So not just like, it's not a very goal, but it's a way of being that I would like to focus on more. And one of the things was, if you have a goal, you need to visualize what your goal looks like for you, but not in the way that you think. So like, let's say, for example, if I was a career goal, and I'd be like, okay, by the end of 2023, I want to be a CEO of a company, let's say, for example. And I say, this is going to be my title, this is going to be my salary, these are going to be my responsibilities. And I visualize that as like a structure quite specifically, because I think that that's what it means to manifest that for myself. And like, yes, in a way, like you need to be clear about what you want, but what you really want is that feeling of fulfillment and the success and being able to have a career that can afford you the life that you want. Those are like the overarching things that you really want. You don't actually need to be the CEO of that company specifically. You want what goes with it. I always think about people when they manifest like money, or they manifest like, I just want to win the lottery. You don't actually want the cash. You just want the safety and the like kind of relief that it gives you in life. And there are alternative ways of achieving that same feeling. So what my point was, is that in self-discipline, you must know what it is that you are striving towards, but be flexible in how the outcome looks for you, because you may actually have that sense of happiness and not even realize it because it doesn't look like that title CEO. You know, it may be a smaller thing, but it gives you the same pleasure and you haven't even noticed because on paper, it's not the same.
Will you send me that audiobook?
Yeah.
What is it called?
So it's called Self-Discipline, The Neuroscience by Ray Clear. It's a 4-hour audiobook. It's really not super intense or anything, but they give you like the habits that successful people have or disciplined people, how they break it down into like little things. And visualizing is really important. And routine is really important.
Mm.
You know, like consistently showing up with the intention that you've set. However that looks, it doesn't have to be so rigid.
It's a fine line between discipline and being super rigid because, like, again, when we attach ourselves too strongly or, like, just hold on and try to make it force, it won't flow. So be disciplined, exactly. But allow space in between for it actually to manifest itself and to actually happen and to actually flow, and also allow yourself space to move around and to adjust if need be, whatever that may be. May that be your daily routine, may that where you have to, where you live, may that like your job, you know, it can be like a small thing or it can be a massive thing.
Even though you may reach a point and you're like, oh, but this isn't the goal that I had in mind and this isn't where I want to be, it is probably like 10 steps closer to it. And you may not even realize that that's happening. Like, I'm pretty sure. And I know I keep going back to your example of kind of how you progressed through last year, but it's a really nice example to be like, I'm pretty sure before you met your boyfriend, you weren't thinking, oh my God, I'm so close to getting a boyfriend now. Like, I'm manifesting. It's only after it happens that you're like, oh fuck, all of the other things I did actually did lead to that. But I didn't see it coming.
Honestly, it was literally the last thing I expected to happen.
Yeah. And subconsciously, you were working towards that goal without even knowing it. Like, you were building the person that's open to a relationship. And yes, it was an intention for you, but it wasn't like, okay, day 352. I'm so close.
Exactly. It was like,
tomorrow's a day.
It was something I consciously like worked on in manifestation with my gratitude practice, with my journaling practice. Mm. I had my list I've mentioned before of what my heart person, like my fuck yes, fuck no, and negotiables, basically. So the work was there, but it was definitely not in the place I expected it to happen. It wasn't at the time I expected it to happen. It wasn't the way it happened. It was just like everything else looked so different to what I thought, you know, or what I like, you know, when you don't really know what you think it is, but you know, that was not what you expected.
Yeah. You're like, I'm not sure what I was expecting, but definitely not this.
But this is not it. this is not it.
But you see what I mean? Like, if you had rigidly stuck to a plan or an idea that you thought was the right thing for you, you would have missed this opportunity. You would have been like, no, it doesn't tick 100% of the boxes. Therefore, it must not be for me. I can't commit. But you allowed yourself to see it for what it is and be like, okay, well, this is actually pretty much exactly what I need in my life or what I've been asking for. Yeah. And now it's worth going into. And also, what's important, I think, sorry, I'm going to interrupt you quickly, is that just when you get your goal, it doesn't mean that like all the work stops. And I know you said for 2023, it's work in the relationship as well.
It's not a whole new
happily ever after just because you manifested the guy.
No. Now a whole different kind of work starts. The work only really begins. But the work always, no matter with what it is, always begins again when you achieved a goal, a milestone. It's the same like with the healing work we've done, you know. It's not like, okay, cool, I've done the psychologist, I've done the spiritual healing, I've done the emotional healing, I'm done now. I'm all rainbows, unicorns and butterflies, you know. It doesn't work like that. Nothing works like that. We keep growing and we keep learning, but the work doesn't stop. The work just changes and the kind of work we have to do changes. So as I said, like I did all this personal work for years and years, really integrated it last year, really broke myself free, connected to my inner core, to my authentic being and my personal alignment, showed up as the best Katarina I could be for myself. And now it's about bringing this version and finding the identity of that Katarina in a relationship, you know? it's a whole new Katarina I'm discovering now, because I know the Katarina in relationships from a previous relationship who I have a lot of compassion for, but I don't want to be her. And then I know myself as this wild running single Katarina, you know, but I'm obviously not going to be her in a relationship either. So now I'm like trying to find all of that in the partnership, you know, and bringing all of these parts authentically and with alignment and truthfully into a partnership to show up in the best way I possibly can for myself as well as for my partner.
The work continues, but you're building on what you've learned before. And like now you know these things about yourself and you're aware of the previous versions. And you may not know how exactly, but you know that you can trust yourself to get to being this new version that you need to be. I'm listening to you talk and I'm thinking now, okay, so last year you were able to really get to a point where you were quite, in a way, ticking off your 2022 intentions. Like by the end of it, you felt that you had achieved something towards that. Mm-hmm. With 2023 and it being about business, you mean business. Would you say that there's a clear path that you have in mind to getting to that? Or is it similar to last year where you have the intention and you're going to let things flow, but keep that intention in mind?
I think I know what I want to experience. So it's like I personally, when I manifest, I usually manifest a feeling and an experience. Mm. So I know how I want to feel when I achieve certain things.
Okay.
And then I do have, especially when it comes to actual business, like the Wild Hearted, for example, there are obviously ideas in my head, like I'm working on retreats, on workshops. We had a long meeting today about how to market the Wild Hearted and how to take this project we started last year as a passion project to the next level, you know? So there are obviously ideas, but I'm playing a bit loose and fast with that. I'll be having these. I'm also very much open for trial and error. And when, like, if we, for example, realize, okay, this is not working, so maybe let's take this away, but this is working well, so let's put more spotlight on that, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, just being open for it to shift and change. As long as, like, as long as we achieve the end goal, which is for my personal manifestation is a feeling I want to achieve and an experience I want to achieve.
Which is like, what would you say? Like you want to feel success or?
So for me, it's purpose in the career. Yeah. So for me, it's like, I want to, again, last year was very personal. This year it's about connection. I want to connect with people who are looking for the support and guidance to find that personal alignment, personal authenticity to break free and find freedom in their wildness and the life they want to live. I want to connect with people, like finding purpose and connecting with people who I can create that space, that safe space of guidance for.
Yeah. Don't you think like such a big part of it as almost a first step that people don't acknowledge is being brave enough to actually even try. So much of what you want to do can feel really daunting and be scary. Mm. You know, it's like you're putting yourself out there and you're opening yourself up and saying, this is what I want. And there's the fear of like, if it doesn't work out the way you want, or if you don't get any feedback from it, like, you know, how are you going to feel? Like, are you going to feel like you're not achieving that goal of having purpose in your career? Because it involves other people. Like it's not just something you can work on in isolation on your own. And I'm thinking similarly with me wanting to build more intimate relationships. It means firstly deciding that I'm going to be brave enough to actually try. And like, that's the biggest first step. And I think with other people, maybe like our listeners and things, let's say they want to change careers or they want to have a baby, like just deciding that that's something that you want to do and then being brave enough to put like the first step in place is huge. You can think, I really want to, like for me, for example, I'm like, I really want to be a writer, but I'm so scared of the idea of being a writer that I will never actually write, just physically fucking write, because it's so daunting to think like this means now that I'm committed to being a writer. But if you just do the little daily writings and you do the little steps, eventually you don't realize that that is actually the biggest move that you make, not the end goal. Like that is not the hard part. The hard part is just deciding it and then actually taking action. Let's say 2023 is about career, but then if you spend the whole year planning and you don't actually put yourself out there, you can say that you tried, but you didn't really try. And you are like really trying, you, because you are putting yourself out there.
It's about taking small steps at the time, rather than being like, okay, it has to be this big grand next move, because the bigger we make it, the more overwhelming it becomes. Like for you example, let's take your dating. Your first step was to filter differently who the people you swipe on dating apps.
Yeah.
Which is seemingly a small step, but it's a big step towards your goal. Then you build slowly on that, you know, eventually, like maybe you change, and maybe eventually you change the way you approach it, take away the sexualizing of it a little bit. Maybe the dates you go on might change in their settings. You know, it's just like one stepping stone after another. We're not reinventing the wheel here. It's really like that. It just has to be done step by step, but you need to start somewhere.
I didn't think that I had really started my goal of trying to find a more intimate partner or more a deeper connection for 2023. But actually, just the step of being more conscious in the way that I'm trying to connect with people is a step towards it. It's definitely action that's going to progress me further in the right direction. So I'm actually already beginning, which I didn't even realize.
I'm glad I could point that out.
Celebrate the small steps. But there's another book called Atomic Habits. I think it's just called Atomic Habits. And they say that the best way to break down goals, like you said, is to take them step by step and make them really small. So they're like, if you want to go for a run, don't say to yourself when you wake up in the morning, today I'm going to run 10 kilometers. Just say, when I get on from work, I'm putting on my running shoes and I'm just stepping out the front door. That's your only goal. Like, you make it small, you make it minute to the point where you almost trick yourself and you're like, okay, it's not that big a deal. All I have to do is put on my running shoes and step out the front door. If I don't run, that's fine. But when you've put yourself in that kind of mode, you realize, okay, yeah, why don't I give it a try? Let me see if I can run 5 kilometers or whatever. Mm. And you don't realize that subconsciously you actually are getting yourself closer to the goal without making it such a scary thing. And you stand there and you're like, how am I ever going to get this done? It's such a long run. Like, I'm not capable. You just put on your running shoes.
What for me personally also helps, and how that is handled can look different for anyone, but it's some kind of tracking of your progress. For example, we worked today on blog posts and you said you want to keep all the drafts because you like to see the progress, you know?
Yeah.
Some kind, or it can be in the form of a journaling practice. Look where you were last year and how your journaling changed to this year. I mean, there are apps for everything out there nowadays, like tracking maybe like your meditation practice, your physical exercise practice, your mindfulness practice, your sleeping practice, you know, even your sexual practice, you know, anything. Like, I think for a lot of people, somehow seeing the achievement and the progress and how much you've done is like such a big psychological help. So finding out which way of tracking works for you is also a great, great tool to help coming closer and closer to the experience you want to create for yourself and you want to live.
Not just tracking it, but also being able to celebrate when you've reached like a little milestone for yourself is really nice, because it gives you a sense of accomplishment and it gives you a sense of pride that like you are on the right track and you are doing the things necessary to get to the end goal. So you don't have to like hold yourself off and you're like, I'm not going to celebrate, or I'm not going to be proud until I've reached the final destination. It is really important, especially to keep yourself motivated, because like,
yeah,
otherwise you just get starved of the joy of the actual process.
And it's also cool because often we put something out there and we completely forget about it, you know, and then we stumble across where we started and like,
yeah.
But we like so much further down the line and we're like, fuck, that's cool, you know?
Like with this podcast, when we realized we had 1,000 listeners, it was, we were just checking the admin for the year and we were like, oh, fuck, what? Yeah. When did this happen? And being able to look like, back and see like how we started and the write-up we had and the logo we had and how things have evolved since then is amazing to be able to do. So I don't know, am I being chicken by saying, I'm not going to say I want a boyfriend by the end of 2023, but I actually would want a boyfriend by the end of 2023.
No, I don't think you're chicken at all. I think it just will unfold naturally. You know, yeah. it's a big step to say like you're even open for it. So take it as it comes and take it in your time, in your own time.
I want to open myself up to love and a real solid relationship. And I think, for me, if I got to the end of 2023 and none of them had worked out for me, but I know that I genuinely committed and invested myself to pursuing things seriously, I would be quite proud. So it's not necessarily that, like, you know, if there's no partner at the end of the year, I failed my goal, because I know that I'll be a better version of myself who's more ready for that. And that's maybe the goal is for me to be ready for a relationship.
And maybe, and I'm just going to put that out there and you can pick it up or not, maybe at this point in time, it's more important to get to know what you want rather than you want it. And on that note, whatever your goals are or your intentions or whatever you want to call it for the year, for your life, I think it all comes down to create your narrative. Know what it should feel like, what it feels like, what it looks like, what it smells like, what it tastes like. Use all the senses to create that image like it's your reality already.
Fantastic.
There we go.
I'm feeling very excited about this new year. And I feel like it's really nice to have an intention and to know that I believe in myself. I hate having a rule book to follow anyway, but I know that even the little steps are steps towards getting to that goal.
It's not the little steps, if I may correct it. It is all about the little steps.
It's all the little steps.
Then let's wrap it up here. I love talking to you again. I'm excited. And guys, welcome to 2023. As always, if you have questions, remarks, or just want to connect, please reach out either on our Instagram at @wearethewildhearted or send us an email on heythere@thewildhearted.net. We would absolutely love to hear from you. And we're hoping to spend 2023 alongside each other, growing and living and learning out loud together.
If you enjoyed this episode, or if you think somebody else will enjoy it, please like it, please share it on your social media. We would love to grow our wild-hearted community. There's so much to offer and so much to learn from each other.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to the Wild-Hearted Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, like, follow, and share, and visit our website at www.thewildhearted.net for blog posts and online resources on our offerings.
Find us on Instagram @wearethewildhearted. Until then, keep your heart wild now and forever.